1 Samuel 4, 1 through 22. Devotional focus verse. And when the people were coming to the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." 1 Samuel 4, 3. A while back, my mother gave me a letter she had copied more than 50 years ago. It was called Our Savior's Letter. Some of its contents stated that if the commandments were observed, many blessings would be received. If a woman in childbirth had a copy of this letter about her, she would safely deliver her child. Any seagoing vessel having a copy of this letter on board would not be lost. The original writer of the letter stated that it had been written for our blessed Lord Jesus and had been found under a stone 18 miles from Jerusalem 68 years after his crucifixion. I was told that over the years, this letter had been kept as a good luck letter, and my mother was told that if this letter were kept in the house, there was no danger of the house burning. In fact, it was just a piece of paper with words written on it, and it had no power at all. Similarly, I've heard of others carrying a New Testament in a shirt pocket for good luck. While keeping a Bible close by is good, unless it's read and practiced, it won't keep individuals safe or bring good fortune. True security is not in possessing a letter or even a Bible. True security is in having faith in the living God to provide, protect, and bless our lives. The children of Israel had been defeated by the Philistines, and in the process, had lost 4,000 men. This loss was due to Israel's disobedience to God. Instead of searching their hearts and confessing their sins, the elders believed that if they had the Ark of the Covenant in their possession, it would save them from the enemy. Actually, they were merely attempting to use God to accomplish their own purpose. In order to move the Ark from one location to another, it had to be carried upon the shoulders of four priests. Eli's two wicked sons were sent to fetch the ark from Shiloh and bring it to their battlefield. God won't be used to fulfill selfish purposes of sinful people. The children of Israel were looking to the Ark of the Covenant to save them, like people trusting good luck charms. Possessing a symbol of God doesn't ensure his presence or power. Needless to say, their faith in the ark was misplaced. They lost 30,000 footmen, and the enemy captured the ark. God requires obedience, submission, and heart purity. A good luck letter will not stop a vessel from breaking apart in rough seas. Neither did the Ark of the Covenant prevent God from pronouncing judgment upon sins. If we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can fully trust in God for daily victories. Background. This chapter covers Israel's defeat in battle and the capture of the Ark of the Covenant by the Philistines. The Philistines were a people who had migrated to the Mediterranean coastline from Greece and Crete. By Samuel's era, about 1050 BC, they controlled five city-states and continually attempted to advance inland against Israel's territory. While Israel could compete on a fairly equal basis with other neighboring nations such as Moab and Ammon, the Philistines had military equipment from Greece. As the first nation in the region to process iron, they also had helmets, shields, swords, and spears that gave them a significant advantage militarily. Throughout the book of 1 Samuel, they were Israel's major enemy. After the Israelite conquest of Canaan, the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant had been installed in Shiloh, a city in the territory of Ephraim, that served as Israel's religious center during the period of the Judges, see Joshua 18:1. When the conflict with the Philistines resulted in the death of 4,000 Israelite soldiers, the elders of the people decided that the next battle could be won if the Ark was with them in battle. This symbol of God's presence had been in battle before. For example, the Ark went in front of the marchers around the city of Jericho in Joshua 6, verses 6 through 8, but in that case, it had been carried at the command of God. In this case, the elders simply viewed its presence as a sort of good luck charm. The ark was constructed of a wood called Eron in Hebrew, but more commonly known as acacia. It measured five spans, a span being the distance between the tip of the thumb and the tip of the little finger fully extended, generally accepted to be 9 inches. The breadth and height were 3 spans each. The lid of the box was solid gold and was crowned by a pair of gold cherubim facing each other. 2 golden rings were attached to each of the longer boards. Gilt bars, or staves, passed along each board through the rings to enable the priests to carry it on their shoulders. The entire ark was overlaid inside and out with pure gold, so the wood was not seen. Verses 10 and 11 record that in spite of the presence of the ark, Israel was defeated once more by the Philistines, with an even greater loss of life, and the ark of God was taken. God had told Samuel about the impending judgment of Eli and his 2 evil sons. See 1 Samuel 3:11 through 14. Verses 12 through 22 record that Hophni and Phinehas were slain in the battle that day. And when Eli heard of their death and that the ark of God had been captured, he died as well. Conclusion: a person who has his heart covered by Jesus' blood has the greatest protection afforded to mankind. Such a person has no need of a good luck charm.